Hi there. My name is Zach Martinucci, and welcome to the introduction of Against the Grain. I hope you're ready for a story about bread.
One, two, three!
I'm a baker and a food anthropologist, so that means I spend a lot of time cooking and eating, as well as thinking, talking, and writing about food. At the intersection of all of these things, there are three things, well, at least right now, there are three things that I know to be true. One, bread is an excellent canvas for storytelling. Two, my friends and I are building a bakery. And three, every story has a beginning, middle, and an end, although not necessarily in that order. You see, as a storyteller, I love crafting compelling tales, and usually I rely on those three parts, a beginning, middle, and end. The one I want to tell you, for maybe the first time, is different. I want to tell you the story of how my friends and I built a bakery, except this story just started. I mean, we've already come a long way, but we have so far to go, so I'll leave it up to you to decide if you're jumping in at the beginning or middle, or hopefully not, the end. First, to give a little background as to why we're here. I've been on this spiritual food journey for the past few years, in which I've immersed myself in different culinary cultures, cities, countries, and kitchens. I joke about it being spiritual, only in that studying food has changed and challenged the way in which I see the world. My travels brought me across California and then to Italy, in which I learned from both rolling pasta with Italian grandmothers as well as interviewing city chefs. I spent time in markets and on farms, wrote papers about authentic gelato, and ultimately ended up in baking school. I studied food as an academic and a baker, and now I'm launching my own bakery venture. Rebel Bread, which is now taking its first steps in Denver, Colorado, is my project for challenging the relationship people have with their bread, or give them a meaningful relationship if they don't already have one. Food has so much to say about who we are, where we come from, how we express ourselves, and where we're going. I think bread is one of the most humble, universal, and accessible foods around, and therefore maybe the best one to spark community conversations. We'll talk more about this in the coming weeks. Now, I teamed up with some old friends, from elementary school, in fact, who are some of the sharpest, most resourceful people I know. Chance seemed to bring us all together, and with a lot of chutzpah, has gotten to a place where this business thing we've talked so long about could become a reality, and that's why it felt like a good time to tell you all about it. Here's the first part of the story. Two of my good friends from home, Renee and Sammy, both went to school in Denver. Renee studied hospitality management, and Sammy culinary arts and pastry, and last summer they opened Little Bites Bakery to sell treats at farmers markets and events. A year later, they've come to specialize in craft donuts and incredibly artsy wedding cakes. Meanwhile, the girls met Thomas in the hospitality program. He has a dream of opening a donut shop, a shared vision for enlightened hospitality, and maybe even a connection to some investors. Meanwhile, I went to school in Los Angeles and then baking school this summer with the hopes of joining the team and bringing bread and coffee shop pastries along. So we are two bakers, two business people, one restaurant management group, and many bakery projects to come. We're quickly outgrowing our home kitchens and looking for an actual space to start baking. It just so happens that very recently, I stumbled into a coffee shop that's interested in hosting a bread bakery. It's a pretty serendipitous partnership, and I'm excited to give you updates about it every week. I think it's important to note that this isn't just another Shark Tank venture for cupcake vending machines or the next baking reality show. It's a project with our community, in which we'll be building a relationship around bread together. And I want you to be part of it because, even if you aren't near enough to visit our bakery, I want to get you thinking about the conversations you could be having about the role that food plays in your own life, and even at your local bakeries. And Rebel Bread is part community bakery and part bread school, so I hope the breaducation, if you will transcend beyond just our classroom. Whether you're listening as it happens or from the future on an archive, I hope you'll find that this is more than just the story of building a bakery. It's the story of a millennial startup, an artisanal venture, a foodie's dream, a test of friendship, a string of coincidence and fate, a sexy thriller of building codes and health department requirements, a new brand. A love story? Well, who's to say? It's too early to tell all that. And this project, this podcast, is a way for me to document it all for myself and share it with you. I've always had a story to tell, and each one has taken a different form. This story has already been a blog, an academic thesis, a Snapchat story, and beginning today, a podcast. And starting next week, I'll bring you brief episodes every Sunday for the next 10 weeks. So think of it like we're on a phone call together. I'll be sharing project updates from the week, plus a featured thought about the world of baking, starting a business, and beyond. You might be surprised about all we have to learn from bread. So whether you're listening because you're my friends and you want updates, or you live in Denver and are hungry for bread, or are just here for the story of it all, there's already a lot to catch you up on, and then, well, there's a lot of places we'll get to go together. Until next time, I'll leave you with a few more things I know to be true. I'm here to bake bread, start conversations, and break some rules, although not necessarily in that order. So join me as together we go against the grain. I'll talk to you soon. Big thanks to the Tall Pines and Free Music Archive for this track, Black Ribbon.